This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Ramble.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today we're talking about
why do we get brain freezes?
I know that saying brain freezes, like plural like that, is like not grammatically correct, but since when have I ever been grammatically correct, for one? And for two, I like it better. So like, whatever. You know, I am somebody where I only like cold drinks. I don't really like drinking hot drinks ever. Like hot coffee, absolutely not. Iced coffee is always better. Iced tea is better than hot tea, although when I'm sick, hot tea can kind of like hit this spot. But I don't know. I've always been a cold drink fiend. Like genuinely, I can't even drink room temperature drinks. Like it makes me like really nauseous for some reason. I am dramatic about that. But I really, really just love me a good crispy iced drink. But because of that, because of the fact that I only like ice cold, almost painful drinks, I experience brain freeze quite frequently. I feel like it happens the most with smoothies for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I hold it in my mouth for longer, or maybe just because I want to suck it down super quick. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, brain freeze is painful, but I mean, I know the hacks now as to how to like not get one. Or no, not like not get one, because I still get it, but I know how to like ease the pain. Number one, tongue on the roof of the mouth. My personal favorite, thumb on the roof of the mouth, pressing so hard that the amount of pressure my thumb is putting on the roof of my mouth is almost more painful than the brain freeze. And the next thing I know, the brain freeze is gone. So that's what I do. If you didn't know that, now you do. I'm down for a brain freeze every once in a while if it means that I get a nice crispy cold drink. It's not that bad for me. It doesn't really get in the way of my day-to-day life. Although if it didn't exist, I would not be upset. But it's just part of life, you know? You got to get a little brain cramp every once in a while. Okay, well, before we start guessing as to why we get brain freeze, let's get into the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is trigeminal. The trigeminal nerve is a nerve responsible for sensation in the face and motor functions such as biting and chewing. It is the largest of the cranial nerves. Oh, how nice.
Okay, so I'm going to assume then now that the trigeminal... Did I actually say that right? Wow. That's rare. I'm going to assume that that has something to do with why you get a brain freeze, because why would it be the word of the day if it didn't? And if you didn't know, I don't pick out the word of the day because that would be cheating. So I'm going to assume that something triggers the trigeminal nerve and makes you get a brain freeze. Not to mention, trigeminal kind of sounds like Gemini. And just if in case you didn't know, I am a Gemini, which is why I can have this podcast, because I just don't fucking shut up ever. So that, I just wanted to like throw that in there. Also, everybody says that Geminis are really bad people or something. I would like to argue that I'm pretty awesome. Not to mention that Geminis are all very defensive about their character, because the fact that we're Geminis makes people label us as like psychotic, manic human beings, when in reality, that is true, but I am still awesome. So that had nothing to do with the podcast episode, but sometimes we have to do that, or else this wouldn't be fun and we wouldn't have enough content. I have to ramble a little bit, or else we have nothing. Okay, so let's get into guest number one before I talk about something else that doesn't make any sense. Thank you to Scentbird for sponsoring today's episode of Stupid Genius. You know what's a great feeling? When someone comes up to you and says, "Wow, do you smell good?" Every time that happens to me, I just feel amazing. Okay, I don't know. It's an ego boost. It's like one of the best compliments. It just proves that you smell good. Well, I mean, obviously, but like smelling good is something I'm constantly concerned about. If I don't smell good, like I'm worried. Okay, I have like a phobia of it. I never want anyone to come up to me and be like, "Ew, she smells bad." And you know what? It probably has happened before, but thanks to Scentbird, I don't think it's going to be happening again. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes that allows you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying the entire bottle. Because think about it, if you're ordering a perfume or cologne online and it comes and you don't like the smell, now you have a whole bottle of perfume slash cologne that you don't like and you're never going to use. Scentbird is great because it gives you a 30-day supply of the fragrance that you chose so that you have enough time to give it a genuine test run, but you also don't have a whole entire bottle. And if you end up liking the perfume or cologne, you can just buy the full-size bottle. One of my favorites recently has been Gucci Guilty. It's just so good for me. I feel like it's just me. I feel like it's just a big mood. I love switching up my scents because I feel like it's exciting and it's almost like an accessory, except for that you can't see it, but you can smell it, which I think is really cool. So if Scentbird sounds good to you, we have an exclusive offer just for you guys. You can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/genius and use my code genius for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/genius for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, have a good time, smell amazing. Scentbird, you guys are the best. Thank you and have an amazing day and smell good, okay?
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
Okay, so guest number one, this doesn't really have anything to do with the trigeminal nerve, but I'm just really having a hard time connecting the dots there because, like, it's really hard for me sometimes. Like, it's hard for me to use that for one of my answers because, like, I don't know if I have that capability in my mind. But hopefully, as we guess, I'll figure out a way to incorporate it. Sorry, it's not happening yet. So, for guest number one, I think, okay, imagine this. Picture yourself in this situation. You are drinking an ice cold coconut water. One of my recent favorite beverages. I like the one with the pulp in it. Keep that in mind and go try it out if you want. So imagine you're drinking that at an alarming rate. You're so dehydrated. You just got out of SoulCycle and you crack open a cold coconut water and you just start gulping, okay? You're gulping so fast and so fiercely, not to mention you just got it out of the fridge. That thing is cold. And not only that, but it's right next to the like cold vent in the fridge. You know how like if you put something close to like the cold vent, like the vent in the fridge, it like gets way colder because it's like closer to the source of the cold. Okay, well, that's where your coconut water was, right? You're drinking that so fast. Next thing you know, brain freeze. Why does that happen? Well, here is what I'm thinking. Your head gets to such an alarmingly cold temperature, like, because you just gulped this cold coconut water so fast that your head, the temperature of it just starts lowering. And next thing you know, your head is at 50 degrees when in reality, a comfortable temperature for a human being is like a 98, all right? You're like a 57 and you're nearly dying at this point. And your brain, because it's part of your head, is also at that temperature. Well, icicles start growing in your brain and they start stabbing the meat of your brain. And because of that, it hurts really bad. And because of that, you have pain. And that, my friends, is a freaking brain freeze. Because you get so cold, the icicles grow in your brain, and then you have pain. Yes or no? All right, whatever. You know, I gotta start out with like a stupid warm-up or else it's just so that I can get to the genius part, okay? I have to do that, all right? I also have to be punny or else what's fun in life anymore? Okay. So whatever, that was wrong. Let's get into guest number two. Okay. I am really stumped. We need to start just working through this together. Okay, let's think about the sensation that a brain freeze gives you. Cramp. The first word I think of when I think of a brain freeze is cramp. Your brain just starts cramping up. Okay. When other times do you get cramps? Okay, your period? Sure. Or maybe when you tense up your leg too tight and the next thing you know, your toes are bending backwards because you have a leg cramp because you tensed your leg too hard. None of this is helping me, but I need to work through it somehow. Okay, maybe. Okay, you know what? This is actually, I think we're getting somewhere with this next little observation about life here. When you work out and you haven't warmed up your body yet, like you haven't done some jumping jacks yet to warm up your muscles and you're just all tight and cold, your muscles are all cold, your muscles cramp up. Maybe, ooh, I love this. Maybe your body's automatic response to being cold is to just cramp up. It doesn't know what to do. It's like, this is not normal. This is not normal. And your body starts freaking out. All the nerves, all of it just starts cramping up, right? Well, that's what happens to your brain. I'm reaching here. I'm sorry, but like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I'm having a rough time. You know what? And do you know what? Don't act like at home that you fucking know what it is. Don't act like at home that you know, you are doing better at guessing right now. Because you're guessing too, I bet. You don't learn this stuff in school, okay? I'm struggling and you are too. Don't judge me, okay? Like, no one knows this. I mean, okay, maybe, but I don't. And I mean, I was good at biology. So like, this is not my fault. Okay, back to work. I'm gonna guess, this is a reach and I hate this answer. But you know what? That's a part of life because like, sometimes you have to hate what you do so that you can succeed and you can like what you do. Because then there has to be that contrast there. Sometimes doing bad stuff and being shitty at something for a little bit makes you appreciate when you succeed. Right? Where is my TED Talk about this? I'm serious. Literally, sign me up. TED, I'm serious. I have a lot to say. Like, I could really go on about that. Anyways, guess number two that's shitty is that your body's like automatic response when something is really cold is to cramp up. In comparison, and working alongside when you work out and your cold, muscles are cold, you cramp up. Same with your brain, and you drink something cold, your brain cramps up. That doesn't even fucking make sense, and I hate myself. Was that right? All right, I wasn't expecting anything there. But I think, give me another second. Okay, let me really think about this last one. I'm gonna really use science, and I'm gonna stop being stupid. I'm gonna get a little genius right now, okay? Thank you to Honey for sponsoring today's episode of Stupid Genius. You know what really is frustrating to me? When I'm shopping online and I know that out there, there's a discount code that I could be using, but I just don't know where to find it. And therefore, I'm not saving money. That bothers me, okay? But you know what has been helping me with that a lot recently? Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds the best discount codes, deals, anything online. Basically, Honey just saves you money. Oh my God, does that rhyme? Wow, okay. The app auto-applies the best deal to my cart at checkout so that I'm saving the maximum amount of money, which is amazing because there's no reason to not be saving money online. Because shopping online is great, but it's even better when you're getting discounts, okay? There's no reason to not have this add-on on your computer. Honey can find the best discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites. Some of my favorites being Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, and more. I mean, the options are endless. It's so easy. All you do is just shop normally, and then when you're checking out, Honey puts a little pop-up on the screen and asks you if you want to apply a coupon code. It's pretty much too easy. Recently, I've been shopping on Amazon a lot, just buying random things like camera gear, random things for around the house, and Honey has been helping me save a lot of money while shopping on Amazon, which is great considering that I literally shop on Amazon at least once a day. So it's been coming in handy on a daily basis. I'm a huge fan. Whenever I save money using Honey, I just feel excited and I feel like I need to go treat myself. I'm like, okay, I just saved $20 while trying to buy a camera lens, for example. Okay, well, I'm going out to dinner tonight because I saved $20. So now that's $20 I can spend on whatever I want. It's amazing. Not to mention, Honey is so easy to install. It's literally just two clicks and then it's on your Google Chrome browser and you can just use it every day if you want. It's basically free money, as a quote from Time Magazine. Guess how much money Honey members have saved already? $800 million. I mean, that's not bad for something that's completely free and takes just two clicks to install. I mean, it's too easy. You guys have to do this. There's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free and easy to use, and it's the best thing I've ever found in my life, okay? Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/stupidgenius. That's joinhoney.com/stupidgenius. Why not start saving some money, all right? Go treat yourself with the money that you save using Honey. Okay, thank you, Honey. You guys are the best. You save me money every day, and I love you. And you're the best. Okay, bye. Okay. Oh, yes. I have a question before I start this guest. This is guest number 3. I have a question first. During the definition of trigeminal, did they mention about where that nerve is located? No. Okay, now I'm just going to guess where I think it's located. I think that the trigeminal nerve is in the throat. Do you want to fact check this or should I just keep going? Or maybe it's in the brain, in the throat. It's in the mouth. Should I say mouth instead? I'm going to say throat or mouth because that's kind of what I meant. So like, oh, it's in the brain. But the throat / mouth triggers the brain. Okay, do you know what? Okay, I don't know where I left off. Cut out me cheating. Oh, Stupid Genius episode number just fucking 9 or something. Emma cheated. Fuck. Okay. No, but I didn't because I'm still like guessing. Okay. So here is what I'm thinking. When you drink something cold, it's in your mouth / throat region. I'm really reaching here. I wonder where I got any of that information. And when you drink something cold, it hits your mouth, it hits your throat, and that sensation in your mouth and throat triggers the trigeminal nerve in the brain. Okay. And that makes your brain seize up. The nerve freaks out, okay? It starts like doing weird stuff, and it makes your brain feel the sensation of a brain freeze because that nerve was triggered by the cold in your mouth. Oh man, am I onto something. Okay, that's my guess. Let's see if I was right. And we cheated, so I better fucking be right on this one.
Yes!
I was close, or there. I mean, I was like close enough and or there. We'll give it to me. Because like, I had a rough day yesterday, and we'll talk about that. So I like need this ego boost. I honestly, every time I come in and record, I'm like, okay, like I'm here for an ego boost to prove to myself that I am smart. That is like what I just do every time. Okay, let's hear the answer.
I'm Professor Flula Borg. Here with the answer to why do we get brain freeze? Brain freeze, also known as ice cream headache, is a short-term headache that can come from eating ice cream, ice pops, or very cold drinks. It typically happens when the weather is very hot and you consume something cold too fast. Here's how it happens. Something cold will cool the capillaries of the sinuses, and then your blood vessels will narrow. Oh. Then a quick rewarming by something warm, like air, will widen your blood vessels. These rapid changes near the sensitive nerves in the palate create the sensation of brain freeze. There are some cures for when it happens. Drink warm water, push your tongue to the roof of your mouth, or cover the mouth and nose with the hands and breathe rapidly to increase the flow of warm air to the palate. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was a stupid genius answer of the day. Back to you, Emma.
So I was wrong, kinda. Because like this more has something to do with like this answer really went into detail about capillaries and like opening and close. I mean, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't even think I knew that there was capillaries in my mouth. Like, I think I like forgot about that. Like, I think I took my bio test in freshman year and then like that just went out of my brain. Like, I didn't even remember a capillary was a thing. And not to mention that that would affect your brain. I mean, that was hard. But I think that my effort and my use of context clues, not to mention my effort and also the amount that I care, I think that that shows that I am still awesome, despite the fact that I was a little bit off on that. But I think that we should still say that I got it right just for fun. Because guess who makes the rules of this podcast? Me. Like, literally me. So, like, it's up to me. If I want to be right that day, even if it's not right, I don't care. It's right because I made it right. Okay, I'm kind of ready to already do the wind down today because I look forward to this. I love this part. This is the part of the podcast where I just talk about whatever the fuck I want, and I love that. So, let's do that. I have some things where do I start? I want to talk about my day yesterday because I mentioned earlier that I kind of had a day yesterday. Okay. I mean, honestly, if I look back, I really didn't do anything, but let me just tell you what I did. So I had a video to edit that I needed to upload by today at 1:00. Okay. Whatever. Well, deadlines are the death of me. Okay, if somebody says you need to do this by here, I will do it, but it will be hard for me and I will break down. Even though I didn't have a mental breakdown yesterday, actually at all, and I didn't today either. So I think I'm like leveling up. Anyways, so like basically I had a video I had to finish. It was a collab with my friends. So they wanted to have it up today, which is a Tuesday at 1 p.m. And I was like, okay, I will do it. So last night I edited, yesterday I edited from 2 p.m. to 3 a.m. That is 13 hours straight. And I did not get out of bed for that entire 13 hours. I literally, like, I got up and I just had lines all over my back from my shirt. And I literally had like sweat all down my spine. It was like very dramatic for me. And I got up and I had the worst headache I've ever had in my life. My legs forgot how to walk. They were literally asleep. Reference to episode of Stupid Genius where I talk about why limbs fall asleep. You can check that out by looking at other episodes I've done, if you care. Anyways, but I literally, like, my body was not okay. Now, I don't want to come on here and make you guys think Emma's complaining. Like, no, I'm not. I just want to vent. Okay? There's a difference between complaining and venting. Complaining is when you're just like being negative and being annoying. Not gonna act like I don't complain though, like a lot, because I do. It's just like part of who I am. Sorry. But I'm right now venting. I think that, you know, like I'm proud of myself that I edited for 13 hours straight and I didn't even like, all I did, I think I got up once to make a coffee and I came back downstairs and then I didn't even drink it because I just went back to editing and then I just let the ice melt in the cup. And then next thing I know, 5 hours later, all of my ice and my coffee is melted and I can't even drink it because I was so focused. I was so into it. And this reminds me of the time when I had another video I needed to upload and I had mono. So I pushed it off for a week. I pushed off editing it for a week. I would like touch it here and there and then like whatever. And the next thing you know, there's a deadline and I needed to upload it. So with mono, I edited for 16, 17 hours straight. Now that was crazy. Talk about next level. I pulled an all-nighter. So I edited from 5 p.m., which was when I woke up that day. Don't ask. Mono will do that to you. And I finished at 10 a.m. the next day. It was insane. All I'm saying is, when you lay in bed for that long, it changes you. Like when you get up and you're done with the task, you are not the same person. Like you have just aged 10 years minimum. I mean, I got up and I had a gray hair for one. I had like my sciatica had gotten worse. I literally aged 10 years. And those are 10 years I'm never getting back, but like no regrets because whenever I like, because it's worth it because of the product that I made. You know, like I'm proud of that video. I'm proud of those videos and I'm excited to share them with the world. So it's so worth it. But at the same time, now I have gray hairs and I'm 18. What can you do? Okay. So now that I vented about that, I mean, honestly, I don't really know why I did. Maybe it was just because I like wanted people to know that I edited for that long just so that like it didn't feel like a waste to me, because like I think that's what it is. I think it's an ego thing. Like I think I just wanted out there just like for my own ego, and I'm sorry. You can skip through that if you want. Just like let me have the platform to do that for my ego. Maybe it's not my ego. That might be the wrong word. Anyway, now let's talk about burps. Why are they so gross and why is everybody so mean whenever I burp in front of them? What am I fucking supposed to do? Not burp. Same thing with farting. Like my friends will get mad at me and I'm like, it's a bodily function. I cannot do anything about it. I cannot stop it and I cannot control it. And do you know what? You do it too. So why are you being mean? Why is that taboo? I am so triggered about this topic. I want to make a whole podcast episode called Stupid Genius Episode. Why do people hate burps? There's no scientific answer. Maybe there is. Maybe that's the next episode. But like, why does there have to be things like that that are gross? I get it. Like, yeah, it's like kind of gross or something. And like, maybe it's because they like sometimes can smell, but they don't smell for me. Well, but like, I'm really awesome. And like, I burp and it doesn't even affect anyone. Like, it's not like I'm burping in anyone's faces. I always blow my burps away, which is a hack. Like if you burp, you can blow it away. Like you can go like, and you can blow it away from the person and like they won't even know the burp happened. Like literally 15 seconds later, the burp might as well have not happened. So why am I being like, you know, why are people judging me for stuff like that? Or if I burp in my videos, yes, I'm going to include it because I think it's funny because the sound of burps are funny. And yes, I am a fifth grader. Okay. And when I hear a burp, I'm like, oh my God, that was funny. I leave it in. I am sometimes in third grade, but so are you, okay? Because, like, tell me, like, when you don't hear a burp or a fart, you don't, like, laugh a little bit. Okay, so, like, Rick and Morty is an animation. It's a animated TV show, whatever. It's a great show. One of my faves. I don't watch TV often, but when I do, it's either Rick and Morty or Jersey Shore. Don't ask. Honestly, I have good taste. It's not my fault. Like, or like a one-off series that like everyone's watching because I just feel left out. Like that's my TV experience. So like, okay, for example, Rick is always burping while he's talking. And do you know what? Everyone thinks it's funny when Rick burps because he's a fucking animated little scientist guy. But when I burp, it's not funny because I'm a real human being. That is so not fair. Okay, if I was there's no justice for burps in this world and for me. So that is annoying. Not to mention, whenever I fart in the car, I'm somehow like the devil, okay? And my friends get so pissed. This happens so much. I'm literally like spitting laughing about this because it happens so often. You don't understand, like multiple times a day, my friends all fart in the car on accident, and then like we all yell at each other for it. But why are we yelling about it? Like, that is like so normal. I mean, like, what? Okay, one time, oh my God, story time. I really needed this vent session today, apparently. Like, this podcast episode's gonna be 40 minutes long because I just like want to talk today, like really bad. Maybe because I was laying in bed for so long yesterday. Could have something to do with that. I didn't open my mouth for 13 hours. Anyways, so the other day, like, I was at a stoplight with my friends and I felt a fart coming on, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be funny right now. I'm gonna pull a funny prank on my friends, and I'm gonna get out of the car at this red light and fart outside of the car and then get back into the car so that they don't get mad at me, because I want to prove to them that them bullying me for what I do in their car is not fair and it's not right or just. So I did just that. We were at a stoplight in traffic, and I got out of the car, not a busy street. Well, it kind of was actually, but it was like, it was safe what I did. It actually really wasn't actually like at all. But there was no cars coming, whatever. Okay, so I did that. And you know what? The crowd went wild. All my two friends laughed. Both of them. All two of them. Okay. Do you know what? I'm actually not going to say what I was just going to say because it's gross. No, I'm not going to say it. All right. You know what? I'll save you guys today. Maybe next episode. Or now you want to know? Oh my God, now everyone wants to know. Okay, sometimes when you fart, like, the fart will follow you when you move. Okay, so then, like, the fart followed me back into the car, and it was like nothing ever happened, okay? So it was like I didn't even fucking go out of the car. But it was, like, funny in the moment, and it was a really, really generous gesture of me. I risked my life so that my friends would not have to deal with the wrath of me farting in their car. But the thing is, it didn't even pay off. Whatever. Okay, next let's start talking about something that I also referenced earlier, and that is coconut water. I want to talk about it. I really do. You know, because it's been something that's been like really prominent in my life recently. So, you know, I never liked coconut water. I actually used to despise it. And my mom always used to get it when her and I would go to Whole Foods, because we used to get dinner at Whole Foods all the time because it's just quick and easy and like tasty. So we would do that like after like cheer practice sometimes. Yes, I was a cheerleader. I will talk about that until I die, and I will never let anybody forget. I don't know why. It was my prime. I peaked, whatever. Okay, so she would always get a coconut water with her meal, and I was like, that's gross. And I would take a sip of it, and I'd hate it every time. And coconut water kind of just disappeared out of my life. Well, one time, for some reason, I had this impulse to buy a coconut water. And this was kind of recently. This was like maybe 6 months ago. And so I bought a coconut water, and it had pulp in it, which means it has little coconut chunks in it, like little coconut squares. Ooh. I love it. Okay. And so I bought that, and I really wasn't like sure what I was doing, and I really don't know why I did it. It was like weirdly, like something came over me, and I bought it. And I drank that thing, and I'm not going to lie to you. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. It was literally eye-opening, okay? Now, let me explain to you why I like it. So you take a sip. It's refreshing. The flavor is, like, really mild, you know, of the coconut water. Not to mention, like, it's really good for you, too. There's electrolytes in it, I'm pretty sure. That could be false, honestly. But I think my mom said that one time. And, like, it's really hydrating. It just, like, it's really mellow. It's just nice, okay? And it has a good underlying flavor, a little funky, but like you get used to it and there's something special about it. And then with the specific type of coconut water I get, it has the pulp in it. So after you have that nice flavor, now you have something to chew on. Oh my God, it's so fun. Okay, so then you have these little coconut chunks. Those taste so good. I love coconut. So then I'm chewing on that and then I swallow it and it's amazing. Now, I'm somebody who doesn't like to hydrate my body, okay? I'm somebody where I don't like to drink water. I don't like to do that. I like to be dehydrated. It's one of my hobbies. So this coconut water situation has been really life-changing for me, because when I'm like, okay, I'm actually really dehydrated, this happens at least once a day, I'm like, all right, I haven't had water in like at least 6 hours, and this does happen every day. I'm like, I need to like quickly hydrate myself. I'm going to drink a coconut water. Oh, it hits a spot, and then it kind of just like makes my body feel normal again so that I can drink water and it doesn't bother me. Like, I feel like sometimes when you're really dehydrated, water sounds like the last thing you want to drink. So that's what coconut water is for me. It's the way that I keep my body healthy. So yeah, so coconut water is a real, real power move with pulp only. If it doesn't have pulp in it, why are you doing that? So boring. I mean, it would still be good, but like not as good. But one time, the last time I was sick, which was like 2 weeks ago, a week ago, maybe like 2 weeks ago, this exact thing happened to me. I had a really bad fever in my bed. And so I just was laying in my bed, couldn't go get water. I was by myself. So I just got super dehydrated for like an hour with this fever, like just laying in bed, not moving. So this is kind of a sad story, but I promise it gets better. Finally, my fever, I sweat it out. I'm good. But my throat, oh my God. Oh my God, I'd never been that dehydrated in my life. I actually thought that I was like not gonna be able to get out of bed. I did. I am really dramatic. So like that was part of it. Get out of bed and I get a coconut water. I was so parched at this point because I'd sweat out all of that, all of the liquids in my body from having the fever, not to mention hadn't had a liquid in 6 hours. So go upstairs, I get myself a coconut water. I literally drink it in 30 seconds, like or less, the whole thing. Instantly, I threw up. And it had nothing to do with the fact that I was sick, and it had everything to do with I drank it so fast, I literally chugged it. Like, have you guys ever seen those YouTube channels where people like chug things like at record speeds and it's like for some reason really entertaining and then you just like can't stop watching them? Just me. Okay, whatever. So I did that with my coconut water, and instantly my body was like, you shouldn't have done that. And it was bad, but coconut water's hit the spot. Any coconut water companies with pulp, send me some PR. I would literally love that. Oh my God. Your face is like fucked up. I love coconut water. Keep this in mind. Listen up. I like you, you know? And yeah, so I do love that. There's, oh my God, what? Where are they getting their coconuts? They're so good. Why are their coconuts so good? There's no drink that stands a chance compared to it. There is literally, it is so good. And I got all my friends on it too. It's so funny. The most recent video I filmed, in the background of the video, you just see cans of them everywhere because we were all just like guzzling them like before we started filming because they're just so good. Well, that's it for today's episode. I thought I was going to be really tired today and like have no energy and just like have nothing, like, and have nothing to say because I like barely slept last night because I was editing for so long. But I'm not going to lie to you. I felt amazing today and I feel amazing and somehow I have energy. So hopefully my energy that I somehow pulled out of my ass, I can transfer over to you and you can carry that throughout your day. The energy that I have right now somehow. Does that make sense? Whatever. Well, I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. I also have Stupid Genius merch if you're interested in that. They're hoodies. They're really cool. I actually wear mine literally all the time, which is kind of conceited, but whatever. And if you are interested, go to shopemmachamberlain.com and you can be twinning with me. Okay, bye.